Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. Master John of Magical Service. I am here to do some magic with you today. And also with my human named John. Oh yes, Master John, what does that mean? Well, you could say that I am John's soul. I am John's divinity. I am everything. Thing that John is, in particular, the parts that seem to be outside of the human. They're actually not outside at all, they're inside. I am all that John is. And the human part of me, this human part of me, it's beginning to feel me more and more. I am the wisdom. Oh, the wisdom that I have collected and distilled from every experience that John has ever had, or that any of my other human incarnations have had. Oh, there's been many hundreds of them. Actually, there are many hundreds of them living in different parts of what you call your timeline. But it's not a line at all. It's a timescape, like a landscape. And these other humans of me, they're living in different parts of this timescape. It is generally necessary to keep them in different parts of the timescape because, well, it's better for them not to meet. It raises too many questions for the mind. It creates paradoxes that the mind can't quite figure out, and it tends to go a little crazy when it has to try. So we keep them separate on the timescape. But something new is happening now. You see, you have come to the end of your journey, as has John. You've accomplished what you came to Earth to accomplish so many lifetimes ago. So now you are discovering that time itself is a human illusion. Well, just like all of human reality, it's an illusion. Feels so real to you, so solid and dense. And that's why you came here. That's why I came here to experience this. Oh, the sensuality of this experience is so intense. It's so sensual, so so many senses involved. Such intimate, direct experiences. So many of them you look back at and you think you got them wrong and you didn't. You went through those experiences at the end of your lifetimes. I took the wisdom, collected it, distilled it out from all of those experiences. And I, your soul, I have that. Dear friend, your soul has that. Has that wisdom collected from all of your lifetimes, and now something new is happening. Now it's happening in real time. Well, as real as time gets anyway, what we mean is you no longer have to wait till the end of a lifetime for this wisdom to be distilled. I'm taking it. Your soul is taking it right now. And yes, we will continue to speak as your soul, if you allow it. Your soul has already joined into this conversation, along with I, John's soul. We're speaking together, if you allow it. That way John doesn't have to worry about confusing you. Ah, yes. I, John's soul. I, your soul. We are distilling the wisdom from your experiences in every moment of your life right now. You wonder why your dreams are strange. Well, it's not because they're telling you something important that you need to figure out. No, it's just that we're taking your experiences and there's so much in your experiences that your mind is not aware of, so very much. So when you sleep at night, and even during the daytime, we're taking those experiences in the other realms. We're distilling the wisdom from them. And the cool part about it is that it's now available to you. Oh, it's not like the quote unquote common sense of your mind. much, much deeper than that. Simple knowing about things that your mind doesn't understand. And if you're willing, the next time you feel confused about something, take a deep breath. Step back from it a little bit. And let the knowing come. You might be surprised at the knowing that just pops in. It shows you a solution you'd never thought about before. It might seem crazy to your mind, but if you give it a chance, you'll find that it's real. That it's much more real than all those mental solutions that you tried to figure out in your mind. See, the knowing doesn't come through the mind. Now, you might suddenly have some thoughts and pictures in your mind as a result of it. But it doesn't come from your mind. For some of you, that's a new concept. You thought your mind was you. It isn't, it's just a tool. You are so much more than your mind. Some of you know very well what we're talking about. Ah, what a time to be alive on Earth. Everything's going crazy, or it seems like it. Chaos everywhere. Beautiful, amazing chaos. The human goes, what's beautiful about all this? See, your soul sees things differently. Your soul sees the chaos and goes, oh, look at all the experience we can have. Look at all the experiences we can have. And now that we are aware of each other, now that we are blending together, oh, we can have those experiences in a whole new way. It'll be so much easier for you, the human. So much more beautiful for me, your soul. If you'll let it happen. Oh, we have some... We have a lot of fun ahead of us, if you'll allow it. But you see, this fun comes from the wisdom, not from the mind. It comes in the flow of the river of life, rather than from planning in the mind. Oh, you're going to... Oh, you've struggled with this river your whole life. All of your many lifetimes, you've struggled with this river of life. Oh, you've paddled your little boat so hard. You've planned out your course, and you've worked so hard to make your little boat go upstream, go where you thought it needed to go. You've worked so very hard. You can let that go now. Because I, your soul, I'm here. With me here, you don't need any paddles. Because what you're going to discover is that, well, I am that river. if you'll toss your paddle away. I'll take it. I'll keep it safe for you. But you won't ever need it again. If you let me carry you. Oh. Yes. There will be some rapids along the way. Some rough places. Maybe even some big waterfalls. Oh, how much fun. If you let me carry you. Let go of all the worry. Let go of all the planning. Let me carry you. I, your soul, your river of life. Your wisdom. I will keep you safe. It's only when you're struggling, you're paddling so hard, going against the current, that's the only time you get hurt in this river. So let go. Give me the paddle, toss it away. Let me carry you. I will keep you safe. Yes. You can already hear a potential waterfall up ahead. Maybe it's just a rapid. Maybe it's a waterfall. Whatever it is, it's a new adventure. If you let me carry you, oh, it'll be fun. It'll be incredible. It'll be amazing. You will be safe. Safer than you have ever been in your life. Let me carry you. Let the river, the flow of life, carry you. It's time for you to rest. Time for you to relax and just enjoy the ride. Yeah, it'll scare your mind at times. Because all your mind knows is all the bad things that have happened to it over the eons. Well, those happened because it was trying to control the flow. It got in my way. Well, you have freedom. When you get in my way, I step back. Oh, I smile. I go, this is going to be interesting. What kind of catastrophe is my human going to create now? And then when it happens, I pick up the pieces. And bring you home if necessary. And then you come back for another one. And the flow goes on. You go on. Your life goes on. But now, you can let go. Let me carry you. There will be moments or your mind freaks out. The more you let me carry you, the easier this journey is going to be. And you're going to discover that there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. It's just this beautiful life. Beautiful flow. John is distracted by the noises of life. Somebody's running a machine. not too far away. He's wondering if he should have picked a quieter spot. But I say, allow the flow. That's part of life. It's part of the flow of life. It's a little noise. So what? It's part of the flow. Allow it. Allow the flow of life, however it comes to you. When you see that waterfall coming, or the chaos of the rapids, don't worry, because I'm carrying you through it. Look at all the money that people pay for riding through the whitewater rapids on your earth's rivers. It's a thrill. What if you could ride those rapids without lifting a finger and just enjoy the thrill? That's what I'm asking of you, dear human. It's what your soul is asking of you. Can you let go? Can you allow the flow? There will be times when it hurts, because that's the nature of being alive on Earth. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes your human body hurts. Sometimes it seems like it's falling apart, and that's just another one of those rapids. Can you let me carry you through that? Oh, so many of you, you know this path. You know what's happening and you still freak out. You feel something in your body and you think, oh, I have to do something. I have to fix something. No. Sometimes you do. Sometimes there are things that need to be taken care of. Your planet has the technology to do that. Other times, it's just about allowing. And dear friend, you know when those are. I, your wisdom, I'll tell you what you need to do in the moment. Probably not in words, but in simple knowing. You'll wake up one morning and you'll just know. I need to go to the doctor today. Or, I need to trust this today. I need to trust my body. I need to trust my soul. And you're going to find that's true a lot more often than to going to the doctor. It's the flow of life. Trust it. Allow it. Oh, and I, your soul, I'm going to take you places that are going to amaze you and thrill you. If you let me, you don't have to go. You don't have to throw away your paddle. You're free. You can do this however you want to.
But I'm offering you an opportunity to see life the way your soul sees life. To have an entirely different experience than anything you've had before in any of your many, many lifetimes on Earth. You just have to let it happen. You have to let go of the idea that you, the human, are in charge. In a way you are. You have the choice to fight me or to go with me. It's up to you. You are in charge of that choice. So which would you rather? Rather spend all your energy fighting your own soul? Or letting your soul carry you? Relaxing into the beauty, the incredible beauty of life. Now, the rapids and the waterfalls along the river, they can be the most incredibly beautiful parts of life. If you'll trust me, if you'll let me carry you, if you'll let go of all the power and the control in your life and allow your soul to carry you, to guide you. Oh, I'm not going to give you words that go, just say, turn here, go that way, whatever. But you'll know. In a moment, you'll just have a feeling. It comes from your heart instead of your mind. And you'll know which way to turn. And if you don't, then it doesn't matter. Just pick one. You'll instantly know if it's the wrong one because it'll feel yucky. It'll feel horrible. And then you just go the other way. But the real truth is, you can't make a wrong choice. Because if you'll let me, I'll turn every single choice you make into the right choice. There really aren't any right or wrong choices anyway. They're simply the ones that hurt more than the others. And those are the ones where you're struggling, where you're pushing so hard, trying so hard to control your life. Let go. Trust the flow. See, I am life itself. I, your soul, I am your essence. And I am also everything that you see around you. Because, we have a whole class on the true nature of life. And, if you trust me, if you allow the flow, you'll soon see that everything you see around you is actually inside of you. It's your own imagination, not your mind's imagination, but your soul's imagination. And your soul is you. Keep thinking of your soul as something outside of you. It's you. It's your very essence. Well, certainly it's a lot bigger than this human body and this human mind. But it's you. It's all of you. Do you want to understand all of that better? We highly recommend our class on the true nature of life and of creating. We also have one on going from mind to wisdom. Ah, what an incredible time to be here on Earth. There has never been a time like it. Well, there have been times on Earth when there were major civilizations, even some forms of technology, but never like this. Never like what you have now. Oh. Humanity is at a point of evolution. In 50 years, you will not be able to recognize the humans that exist then. Let's say that a little different. If you could look 50 years into the future, you would not recognize life on Earth. It's evolving very quickly. It's amazing. It's incredible what humanity can do, what the human mind can do. Unfortunately, the mind doesn't know how to get out of its own limitations, but it's working really hard at it. Creating more of itself. It's creating what it calls artificial intelligence. And it's going to be a very interesting experience. Very beautiful experience in so many ways. If you step back and let your soul carry you. Life is changing very quickly. And you have a front row seat to the most incredible time that has ever existed in all of creation, not just on Earth, but in all of creation. This is the most amazing, most incredible time that has ever existed. And you're here, in the middle of it. Yes, the human goes, oh, why did I do this? This is so intense. But the real you knows. You wanted this. You wanted to see this time. You wanted to feel it. You wanted to experience it. So here you are. You can fight it and make it a lot harder. Or you can allow the flow of life, the flow of your own soul, and have it be a lot easier and a lot more fun. Indeed. Your soul is relishing this time. Your soul is relishing the experiences you're going through. Even the pains. Even the aches and pains in your body and the intensity and the tiredness and all these things you've been feeling so much of lately. Your soul is relishing those. It's such a sensual experience. Such an experience of the senses. You see, angels don't have those kind of sensual experiences. And that's all you are. You are an angel who was brave enough to come into this dense, harsh, seeming experience of Earth. And all the other angels are watching you now. They're going, wow, what an incredible sensual experience. I want some of that. You can even touch each other. The angels can't touch each other. It's not possible. They can't touch each other. Because they're just consciousness. Many of them have learned how to project some energies. But they can't touch each other. Not like you can. Not like we can. My John's soul. I get to touch Ramana's soul through their bodies. Oh, what an amazing experience. Incredible. Oh, and I get to touch many other people and give them hugs and receive hugs, handshakes, and all these things. And occasionally I get to bump into something. Feel a little bit of pain. That one gets over quickly. What an experience. And you'll find, dear friend, that those aches and pains, they'll get over much more quickly when you truly trust the flow of life. Let life carry you. Imagine your life as a beautiful river. You can look back along the river. You can see all the places you've been. You can look up ahead and see as far as the next bend in the river. Oh, let me tell you, you, as the saying goes in English, you ain't seen nothing yet. This river's just starting to get interesting. A lot of people are leaving right now because it's a little too interesting for them. That's okay. They'll be back. They'll be back in a new body that's better equipped to handle the intensity. You can choose that if you want. It's fine. There is no death. Changing your body is no different from changing your automobile. There's no death. You go on. Your body, you can burn it up, you can throw it in the ground, you can do whatever with it, it doesn't matter. You can feed it to the dogs, it doesn't matter, it goes back to the earth. Because it came from the earth. Or at least, that's how it seems. Reality is a little different from that, but that's how it seems. So, it doesn't matter what happens with your body. You go on. You can take on a new body if you want to. Some of you are at a place where, your body isn't going to go in the way it used to. It's going to integrate into you. It'll disappear at some point. And you'll still be there, but the humans may not be able to see you, and so you can project your body back out around you again so that they can see you. It'll be a very different body at that point. But it'll still be very real. It'll be able to touch and feel. To be touched and be felt. But in the ways that you choose. So, let the river carry you. Let I, your soul, carry you. Open up to the adventure. As we said in our last message, the Master doesn't get to know the future. Master doesn't need to know the future because the Master knows that the future is going to be incredible. Just doesn't know the details because they haven't been written yet. And when you can open up to that, surrender to that, let the river carry you around that bend into the unknown. Oh, that's when life really gets fun. You can fight it. You can hold back. You can grab hold of something on the shore and keep yourself stuck for a while. Or you can let go. If you hold on and stay stuck, you're going to spend a lot of energy on something that's going to turn out to be very painful. If you let go, relax, enjoy the ride. Oh, life gets good. Life gets so good. It'll scare you sometimes. But look at how much money people pay to be scared these days. To go do something terrifying like jumping out of an airplane or whatever, skiing down a steep slope. All these things people do, they pay lots of money. Well, you're going to have an amazing adventure. It won't all be rough. Some of it will just be beautiful, gentle and serene, but you get bored really fast with that. So, there's lots of interesting things along this river. And the thing is, it's dynamic. I, your soul, I am the river. And I know what makes you happy. And I know what serves your dreams and desires the best. And I even know some dreams and desires that go way beyond anything your mind is aware of. I know how much you can take. And I know what makes you happy. Because I'm you. I'm your soul. So let me carry you. Allow life to unfold around you instead of trying to control it all. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. Human says, but why does my body hurt so much? Well, for some of you, you're going through an incredible transformation. And that's, well, transformation often hurts. You simply have to allow it to happen. Allow the pain. It's not such a big deal. Allow it. It'll get over with faster. Don't fight it. Don't try so hard to fix it unless your knowing just inspires you and says, do this or that. Let it be. Let it unfold. And the one thing that is certain about life is that it changes. And this will change too. And if you allow it, instead of fighting it, if you let your soul carry you, instead of trying to control the river, everything will smooth out. Life will be an incredible, magical adventure. Some of you go, oh, that sounds great, but what about all these horrible things going on in the world? Well, first of all, those people came here to have those experiences. And it's really arrogant of you to say that they shouldn't have them. They're creator beings just like you. They are divine beings just like you. There is no death. There is no ultimate hurt. It's just games that people play along the way, that angels play in bodies on earth. Can you let it happen? Can you let them be? Let them have their games? You'll find that if you leave them alone, they're not going to affect your life. You don't have to play those games anymore. The other thing that we want you to remember is that when you are allowing the flow of your life, of your river, you are allowing your soul to carry you. You've put down the paddle and you've stopped fighting the river. Oh, there's a light in you. A light that begins to shine so brightly. It's always been there, but you've been working so hard at controlling the river that it was all covered up. When you allow yourself to enjoy the ride on your own river, that light shines out. It illuminates the world. It illuminates the choices of those other people. And they might make the same choices, and that's okay. But they might also, because of your light, they might see a new choice. And they might actually change something in their life. Because of you. Not because you said anything to them. Not because you tried to control them or save them. Oh, please don't try to do that. Or fix them. But because you simply allowed your light to shine. And they saw something new. So, let the others have their creations. The mind thinks that's irresponsible, but it's the most responsible thing there is because it's what changes the world. You allow the flow of your own river, and it shines a light that's so bright that it literally changes the world in ways that you can never change the world by getting involved and fighting with those others. That doesn't change them, it just makes them stronger. And it makes you hurt. Instead, enjoy your life. That's what you're here for. You're not here to save them. They are eternal, sovereign beings just like you. They don't need to be saved. They need to be honored and respected enough to let them play out their stupid games. They'll get over it when they're ready. They'll come back to their senses. They will discover their own wisdom. They're still making that wisdom. They're still going through their experiences, making wisdom for themselves. One day, a little light from a master like you will fall on that wisdom, and they'll see the glint, this golden, incredible nectar. And then their life will begin to change. They'll begin to wake up to see something new in their life. If you fight them, if you try to save them, it just distracts them from the light. It hides your light. It distracts them from any light that might be there. It prolongs their suffering, their games. So don't do that. Enjoy your life. Allow your soul to carry you. Allow this beautiful, incredible river to carry you. Allow your wisdom to serve you. It's not here for anybody else. Allow it to serve you. And that's how you change the world. Enjoy the ride, dear friends. It's getting more and more interesting. For those of you who've been feeling stuck lately, hold on for the ride. It's gonna get amazing. Hang in there. And so it is.